Although Governor Gavin Newsom imposed a moratorium on executions shortly after he took office 4 years ago, the state still has the country's largest death row, with 500 condemned prisoners remaining in the prison population at San Quentin. Newsom traveled to the prison to announce plans to rename it the San Quentin Rehabilitation Center and to transform it accordingly.
We want to be the preeminent restorative justice facility in the world. That's the goal. San Quentin is iconic. San Quentin is known worldwide. If San Quentin can do it, it can be done anywhere else.
Newsom and lawmakers who joined him agreed that the dollars spent on incarcerating the state's more than 100,000 prisoners are not making society any safer. East Bay Assemblymember Mia Bonta chairs a budget subcommittee which deals with public safety.
Each year, the state spends $14.5 billion on prisons, or about $106,000 to lock up one person.
Phil Melendez, who heads the group Smart Justice California, was formerly incarcerated at San Quentin. He said prisoners he speaks to around the state want to participate in prison programs.
And every time we speak with incarcerated folks, whether it's in Pelican Bay in the northern coast or RJ Donovan at our southern border, what we hear from the incarcerated folks time and time again is that they want and need programming.
Dorsey Nunn also was formerly incarcerated at San Quentin. He currently serves as the director of the nonprofit Legal Services for Prisoners with Children. He says he appreciates having learned to read in prison and having received a degree from the College of Marin, which allowed him to make the transition to life outside the prison walls. But he said transformational change is also needed in the prison system and in society at large. Nunn said Newsom failed to address the issue of slavery behind bars, which Nunn defines as the control of prisoners' bodies in their entirety. Last year, the state Senate rejected a proposal to remove involuntary servitude from the California Constitution after the Newsom administration objected that it could cost $1.5 billion to force the state to pay prisoners a $15 per hour minimum wage when they work behind bars. Nunn said having some cash when he came out of prison would have eased his transition.
If you'd actually paid me wages, I would have had something other than desperation to look forward to. So in the back of my mind, I wouldn't have that little thought. What am I going to do on day number three, since you've been giving people $200 to start a new life since 1974? You know, it's probably not even worth a good bottle of champagne.
Full details of the transformation plan for San Quentin are not immediately clear, but Newsom said it would build on and expand the innovative programs the prison is already known for, such as housing an accredited junior college, an award-winning newspaper put together by the prisoners, and the award-winning podcast Ear Hustle. The initial stage calls for $20 million in planning funds. Current death row prisoners would be housed in the general populations at other prisons, a process that has already begun. Newsom's office has cited Norway's conditions of incarceration, touted as a more humane approach, as a model they will investigate. Lawmakers and correctional officials have toured Norway's prisons. Nunn says he'd like to lead formerly incarcerated people to investigate the Norway system, too.
How about subsidizing some formerly incarcerated people to go to Norway and talk to people who are actually being subject to the punishment in Norway, so we can ask them, well, what do you think about this? Because they could have a whole series of stuff that, you know, it's not like a whole bunch of us is having honest conversations with the police. Maybe they not have honest conversations with their police either.
Meantime, one reporter asked Newsom what difficulties he foresees in bringing about transformational change at San Quentin.
Fires, droughts, social unrest, pandemics. Ron DeSantis. Did I say Ron DeSantis? This was I thought about this 4 years ago, and all those things got in the way. And here we are. And so I realized, and this is just my first few weeks, I mean, it's month two or three of my second term, we gotta go now. Like, I wait till last year or so, not gonna happen. We need to institutionalize this so whoever comes behind us wants to keep this thing going.
I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.